Pádraic Lodge is here to give us the sports news. Morning again.
Good morning again, Áine. Well, hockey is taking the midweek sporting spotlight this week as the Ireland women's and men's teams try to qualify for the Paris Olympics. The women can secure qualification for a second Olympics in a row today with a victory over Spain in Valencia. The match begins at 11:30 this morning with live coverage on the RTE News channel and on the RTE Player. The Irish men are inching closer to qualification. They beat Japan 1-0 last night to set up a semi-final against Spain tomorrow, where a win would see Ireland book their place in Paris. It was a stout defensive display from Ireland, led by goalkeeper Davy Hart, as they had to defend 5 penalty corners in the third quarter alone. We can get the reaction now of Shane O'Donoghue, who's back with his home club Glenan in Talla after a spell in Belgium, and he's hoping to play in his second Olympics.
We knew what kind of a game it was going to be. It's Olympic dreams were on the line for both sides, and Japan, you know, really a well-structured team. We're going to give it 100%. We weren't going to lie down and let us get it handily. But look, I think from our point of view, it was just the definition of a true dogfight. We dug in at times there. We were obviously very clinical with only 2 penalty corners, converting one of those, and that's the small details. We got them right in the day. But I think collectively it was a superb performance. Every man stood up. You know, obviously Davey was super in goal as well. Made some key saves at key moments. But I just think as a unit we performed as one. And obviously our supporters were sensational today again.
Yeah, the penalty corner routines maybe hadn't gone as well as you'd hoped in the first couple of games. But that was a nice one to convert.
Yeah, look, listen, this is months and months and even years of practice and repetition. And at times you kind of feel, geez, we're going through the motions here. These are the moments where it counts. And as I said, look, the details matter. Especially at this point of these tournaments with so much on the line. So look, we've now got a big challenge ahead of us on Friday against the hosts. You know, again, both teams going for the exact same prize. So look, it's going to have to require the exact same level of effort. At times, we probably didn't play our prettiest hockey or the nicest kind of hockey for people to watch. But look, at the end of the day, it's what's on the line here. You have to sometimes go to a dark, dark place and make sure you dig in. I think we showed that today there. We're putting the bodies on the line. But look, I think look, there's definitely more in this team. We've got a huge array of talents and abilities, and it's about bringing those to the game on Friday. We've nothing to lose, everything to gain. So look, I think the lads will be ready. We'll rest up now. There's a couple of sore bodies, no doubt, tonight. You know, but look, we'll recoup, recover, and we'll be ready for the challenge on Friday.
It's Shane O'Donoghue, that interview coming to us courtesy of our colleagues at BBC Northern Ireland. The Sydney Morning Herald is reporting that former Ireland coach Joe Schmidt is poised to succeed Eddie Jones as Australia head coach. They say we can expect an announcement from Rugby Australia in the coming days. Schmidt would become the third Kiwi to coach the Wallabies. Republic of Ireland defender Andrew Omobama-Daly marked his first appearance for Nottingham Forest by scoring the opening goal in a 3-2 win over Blackpool in the FA Cup. Adam Ida was on target from the penalty spot for Norwich in their 3-1 victory over Bristol Rovers, and Everton edged out Crystal Palace 1-0. The director of the League of Ireland, Mark Scanlon, told reporters yesterday that half the league's grounds are not suitable for live television broadcasts. He described it as a harsh reality. A return after injury by Simon Carr is the headline from the announcement of the Ireland squad to take on Austria in the Davis Cup next month. Carr is selected alongside Oscar Ochushin, Michael Agwi, Conor Gannon and David O'Hare for the sold-out event at the University of Limerick. During the night at the Australian Open in Melbourne, women's world number one Iga Świątek needed 3 sets to overcome American Danielle Collins. On the opening morning of the Dubai Desert Classic, Rory McIlroy was 3 under par after 15 holes. That's 2 shots off the lead. Patrick Harrington carded a 1-over-73, with Tom McKibben ending on level par. And confirmation from Bernhard Langer that next April's Masters in Augusta will be his last appearance in the major. The 66-year-old German twice won the green jacket, triumphing in 1985 and 1993. The Munster Council will make a third attempt to play the Co-op Superstores Munster Hurling League fixture between Limerick and Cork next Sunday. After previously being called off because of fog in Mallow, it was again postponed last night due to a frozen pitch in Rathkeel. Paddy Clifford has been appointed as Kerry football captain for the year ahead, taking over from his younger brother David. Wicklow, managed by Oisín McConville, take on Louth under new manager Ger Brennan in the final of the Diorite O'Byrne Cup Shield tonight. Throw in at Blessington is at 8 o'clock. Victory will be extra special for Wicklow as the tournament is named after long-serving Wicklow official, the late Matt Byrne of Baltinglass. Although Humphrey Kelleher in his 2013 book GAA Family Silver points out that it's a mystery where the O came from. His name was Matt Byrne, and it's the O'Byrne Cup, so maybe that might be sorted out next year and we'll have the Byrne Cup. Mark Allen made a winning start to his defence of his World Grand Prix title in Leicester with a 4-2 victory over England's Jack Lazowski. And finally, in race, Racing jockey Nico de Bonneville will return with two rides at Market Raisin tomorrow, less than a month after breaking his collarbone in a fall at Doncaster.
Warwick, thank you very much.